the time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Friday, everybody. It's going to be a great weekend. We got all kinds of things going on this weekend. The fishing derby's tomorrow. What a fun day. The fish were released yesterday. Be some fish with tags on them for prizes. It'll be all fun. And Presidio will have the carousel, train ride, and putt-putt open for you guys tomorrow till 1 o'clock. So round up the kids, the grandkids, the great-great-grandkids. Bring them out. You know what? If you don't have a fishing pole, don't worry about it. The Oklahoma Wildlife Department, Game Wardens is going to be out there, and they'll have fishing poles, all kinds of good stuff. The one from Roger Mills County, the game warden, I won't say his name on the show without his permission. Anyway, he's really good about getting hooks out of perch that swallowed the hook. Anyway, so we'll see what. I can't wait to see him tomorrow. I want to get an update on his bird dogs. He's got Drothars. I think he's a Drothars? Yeah, Drothars. Anyway, see what's happening with his puppies and all that good stuff. So anyway, it's gonna be a fun day tomorrow. Starts at 8 o'clock, fishing derby does, and be over at 12 o'clock noon. So you got 4 hours to catch fish, and I will be your guy for the weigh in. So if you bring me any fish with weights in it, or what else did they have, all kinds of good stuff when they was cheating up there and northern Minnesota up there in walleye. But anyway, you're disqualified. I'll disqualify you, and I'll do it in a very professional manner. Get out of here, you little punk. But anyway, we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow, I promise you. Every KECO employee, Paragon Communication employee, will be out there tomorrow, so it'll be all fun. All right, let's check out some weather temperatures. 89 degrees at the capital of Harmon County. Hollis, you are the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now. It just changed. Elk City's 89.2. Eric, you're 86. 86 at Camargo. 86 at the May Ranch. 88 at Beaver. And slap out. Let's see what's happening out in the Panhandle of Texas. More of the same stuff. 88 at Odell. 89 at Wellington. 88 at Canadian. And 89 at Lipscomb. Anyway, so have more up that. Man, just nothing major going on over at the Clark Ponderosa. Had to put down some stuff yesterday for leaf spot on my peanuts. Worked in the high tunnel. I got a mess. I want to give everybody a piece of advice right now. I'm experimenting with this high tunnel this year with tomatoes and peppers and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the first two rows of tomatoes I put on 5-foot centers. You have plenty of room to walk down in between the tomato plants. Well, then these last ones I planted a couple months after those, I put on 4-foot centers. Let me give you a piece of advice. 5-foot is way better. I don't care how you tie them up, whatever you do. 5-foot gives you a little more room if you got the room. So anyway, going on there, my cantaloupe plants inside that high tunnel are huge. Look out, whatever, I can't even remember his name, Amber Harrison. Maybe you're listening, you can help me out. That guy in eastern Oklahoma that got the state record cantaloupe last year, 47, 48 pounds, I'm after him. I'm going for it. Now, I don't know if I'll get it, but I've already found some nice pads to lay my cantaloupes on as they grow so they don't get rotten on the bottom. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll see what's happening. First of all, I got to get me a peanut crop going. Anyway, guys, the forecast doesn't look very good for Western Oklahoma. I hate to say this, but the next 7 to 10 days as of right now doesn't look good for any rainfall anywhere. So hang in there. You know, it'll always rain. But I think it was my father-in-law told me his dad always said he'd rather it be waiting on to dry up than to get a rain. So that's a true fact for sure. So anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid signs of weak demand of U.S. supplies and favorable weather conditions in much of the Corn Belt. Sales of soybeans to overseas buyers in the week through July 18th were reported at 88,600 metric tons. That's way low, down 61% from the previous week and 63% from the prior four-week average, according to the USDA in its report yesterday. The Netherlands purchased 114,500 metric tons of U.S. beans last week. Indonesia bought 76,000 tons, and Japan bought 19,500 tons. Grains were a little changed amid lackluster sales to offshore buyers. Corn sales totaled 331,400 metric tons. That's down 24% weekly and 29% from the average. Japan took 122,400 tons from the U.S. Mexico bought 106,000, and South Korea purchased 81,200. You can say whatever you want. I read a lot of these reports, but Mexico's pretty good about buying a lot of different grain from the United States, and I'm sure it's got something to do with our trade agreements, but they're pretty consistent. They're the most consistent. They might not always buy the biggest loads, but they're pretty consistent on it. Now, if they'll quit taking our John Deere manufacturing from up here and allowing it in Mexico, that would even make me like Mexico even better. Wheat sales plunged 47% week to week and 46% from the average of 309,300 tons, the government reported. South Korea was the big buyer, 105,000 tons. Nigeria, 58,800, and Japan bought 50,500. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 6¾ cents to 10.72¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $2.60 to $3.2660 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.25 cents to 43.92 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery dropped 2 cents to 4.18¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery was up overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade by 0.75 cents to 5.38½ a bushel, while Kansas City futures gained 2 cents to 5.63½ a bushel. Red meat stockpiles and cold storage at the end of June declined month to month, according to the USDA. Total supplies fell 2% from the previous month and 2% from the same point a year earlier to 905.6 million pounds. Beef inventories on the last day of June was down 3%, falling to 410.3 million pounds, according to the USDA. The total was unchanged from June 30th of 2023. Boneless beef stocks were reported at 372.8 million pounds, down 2% from May 31st. While beef cuts plunged 10% to 37.5 million pounds. Pork stockpiles totaled 470.9 million pounds, down from 2% month to month and 3% year over year, according to the USDA. Ham and storage came in at 126.2 million pounds. That's up 15% from a month earlier, but down 8% from the same point last year, according to the USDA. Speaking of ham, I seen a text message that come in on during Tradio. What do you guys think? Why do they put hamburger on a hamburger instead of ham on a hamburger? Do you guys know? Let me know. 225-9697. Bellies totaled 60.5 million pounds, down 16% month to month and 14% on an annual basis. Rib supplies are down 17%, from from May 31st to 63.4 million pounds. Supplies of other red meat, mostly veal and lamb, was up 1% monthly to 24.3 million pounds, according to the USDA. Weather in our farm belt, red flag warnings have been issued for parts of Nebraska Panhandle and low humidity and intense winds, according to the National Weather Service. Humidity is expected to drop as low as 20%. Wind will be sustained at 20 to 30 and gust up to 35. Dry lightning is in the forecast with storms. An air quality alert takes effect this afternoon and lasts through tomorrow morning as smoke from the wildfires in the Pacific Northwest and Canada move into the area. Well, they're already in Oklahoma. I don't know if you guys have noticed. There's a lot of smoke in there. Can't really smell it, but anyway, we'll see what. In eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, heat indexes are expected to reach about 99. High temperatures coupled with high humidity may cause heat illness. No counties in Iowa are suffering from an abnormally dry or drought conditions, and only 2.3% of Illinois are seeing abnormally dry areas. According to the Drought Monitor, the states are the two largest producers of corn and soybeans in the U.S. That compares with the start of the year when 97% of Iowa and 12% of Illinois were in drought conditions, according to the monitor. So anyway, I have a question. This is going to be a fun question for you guys today. Do you guys remember the show, The Ranch? Is that it? Yeah, The Ranch. Yeah, you guys remember that show? I think it was on Prime. Is that right? Yeah, it might have been on Prime. Anyway, it had Sam Elliott in it. Let's see if we got any avid listeners out there. So Sam went and seen a doctor, and she asked him a question. Let's see if any of you guys paid attention to this show. It was on pretty often. It was one of my favorite shows. Anyway, she asked him a question. What two things do you do to relax? Or what two things do you drink and eat to relax with? Because he had high blood pressure and she wasn't liking his answer. So anybody remember seeing that show with Sam Elliott in it when he told the doctor what he did for entertainment, the drink and the food he ate? So anyway. Just for fun of it, see if anybody knows what it is. Coming up here in 15, 20 minutes, I'll give you the answer if nobody knows. But anyway, it's pretty funny. You got to remember that scene when that really good-looking doctor was asking him questions about his health. So anyway, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update and see what happened at Sale Barn yesterday up northwestern Oklahoma. Rusty record. Already got it. You watched it. Anyway, that's good. That's fun. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think today's going to be a fun day on the show. Let's see. Let's go with McLean, Texas today. 85 degrees, heat index of 86, humidity's 47, dew point 63. The winds are out of the southeast at 15 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 21. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.26 inches. Red flag minutes today, zero. Guess what? No sub-freezing minutes either. The 8-inch soil temperature, 83 degrees. Well, before we get to the Lipscomb's dealership, ag market update, got to check out the text line. I'm shocked that there's so many people around here watch the ranch. It's awesome. Only one person got it wrong. I don't know who that number is. It looks familiar. But anyway, they said a Chala Tobacco. No, it wasn't a Chala Tobacco. It was actually whiskey and steak, baby. Or steak and whiskey in any order you want. So anyway, yep, that's what Sam Elliott said. Whiskey and steak. Anyway, that's a really good combination. Well, RH, my buddy from RH, my buddy from Delhi, RH, he says, if you use ham, then it's a sandwich, not a burger. And then one listener texted in that said the term hamburger likely comes from Hamburg, Germany. And they correct. I Googled it. It says the term hamburger likely comes from Hamburg, Germany, where a minced beef dish was first created. In the 19th century, German sailors may have brought back raw shredded beef known as beef tartare. Is that right? Did I say that right? Tartare from Russia's Baltic provinces. I bet they didn't keep it refrigerated. The Germans added spices to the dish, which became popular and known as a Hamburg steak. In Hamburg, when European immigrants brought their favorite foods to the United States in the 18th and 19th centuries, including Hamburg steaks, the burger as we know it today evolved. Hamburg steaks were fried patties of minced meat and chopped onions that were bound together with eggs, breadcrumbs, and mild spices. That actually sounds pretty darn good right now. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealership's ag market update. Have you been to your Lipscomb dealership lately to get you a new vehicle? Well, I'm saying that because Rusty, big dog over there at Sayre, he's the one that was the first one to text in the correct answer of steak and whiskey. So go see Rusty over there at Sayre. All right, let's check out the corn prices. September, $3.97, down 8.75. December is down 8.75, also at $5.12. Soybean for August, $10.91, down 24.5. September, $10.49, down 25.5. Soybean meal for August, $353.70, up $1.30. September, $334.70, up 50. Soybean oil, August, $43.91, down 190. September, $43.16, down 203. Hard red winter wheat, September, $5.49, down 12.5. December's down 12.5 too at $5.65. Cotton for October, down 120 at $66.01. And then oil out of West Texas, September, $77.45, down 83. And natural gas is down for August at $2.02, down 2. How's that? But NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all in the green. Everything else not looking too good. Well, actually, cattle are, now that I'm back up to it. Live cattle, August 189, up 10. October 189, up 40. Feeder cattle for August, 260.25, up 162. September, 259.92, up 202. October's 258.72, up 165. Lean hogs for August, 93.80, up 2 pennies. October, 78.35, up 55. Other than that, ain't much else going on that market there. I'm wondering how the sale's going out there at Elk City right now. I guess I'll find out here shortly when I go out there to harass the cafe people. Let me see here real quick. Let me get Woodward up from yesterday and see how they did yesterday. My computer will work. There she is. 2,354 head sold compared to 1,535 last week. And actually, that's about 800 more head than they sold this time last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers, $2 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves mostly steady. Demand was moderate. Quality was average. Let's check out a few prices here. Let's check out the unwinged ones compared to the winged ones real quick. Here is some 422-pound averages that were winged. Brought anywhere from 327 to 341. Here's some 437-pound unwinged ones brought 328, about a nickel's difference. Let's check out some 500-pounders. Here's some 520-pounders that were winged, bringing, they averaged 317.73, and here's some 523-pound unwinged, average 310.36, so about 7 cents difference per pound. And my computer will quit it. What are we doing? Anyway, here's some 641 pounds brought 274 unwinged. 631s that were winged brought 297. So there was about 12 to 15 cents difference in those right there. And that was on steers. Heifer calves, we got some 467-pounders that brought up to 285. Some 466 unweaned ones brought 262. So that was almost 20 cents difference there. And what we got here? 527s brought 281. And some 531s brought 263. Not a lot of difference there. Anyway, they had a load of 55 heifers weighing 678 brought 252, pretty good. And then on the bulls, medium and large number ones, they had 300 for bringing up to everything was unwinged 328. Some five weights brought up to 302, and some six weights brought up to 260. And they got cheaper is the heavier they got, obviously. And had a lot of 876 weights here, brought 204.59. So, wait. All right. Do you guys know what season is almost here again? Are you thinking? Well, anyway, deer season's right around the corner, believe it or not. So you looking for some deer corn? The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is right around the corner. The Wheeler General Store has been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact this dude. His name is Nathan Heffley. 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside Wheeler, Texas. And as always, they look forward to serving you. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and I'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hank B, you got one?
Hank B, really?
96.5 in Presidio presents the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon at Elk City Zachley Park. All kids 15 and under are invited to fish free for a chance to win prizes, including specialty tagged fish worth $100. Get there early for free worms and t-shirts while supplies last and a free fishing demonstration from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation at 8 a.m. It's the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby tomorrow at Elk City Zachley Park.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July the 19th. 1,775 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 380 brought 385. 6 at 531 brought 306. 7 at 586 brought 286. 11 at 614 brought 287. 10 at 706 brought 255. 15 at 893 brought 230. 7 at 1,001 brought 220. 3 head of heifers at 323 brought 332.50. 5 at 538 brought 258. 4 at 551 brought 266. 11 at 821 brought 227.50. 4 at 848 brought 220. Butcher cows were 70 to 161. Butcher bulls brought 120 to 196. Bred cows 1300 to 2775. Pairs were 1825 to 3000. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter you can come up with a leak in your system, so it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Buy one, get one free. Recliner sale is back. Get a Lane pushback recliner for $4.99 and receive the second one for free. Take home a USA-made home stretch recliner for only $7.99 and get the second one for free. Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Appliances not included.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre. And we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, our new graphic artist is cooking boudin out on the grill right now. I don't know. I might have to skip Selborne today. Anyway, let's check it out. Alva, here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 88 degrees. My headphones are annoying me today. 91 is the heat, feels like heat risk very low. Dew point 67, humidity's 49%. The winds are out of southeast at 11 with wind gust up to 17. 10-day rain total, 74/100 of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85 degrees. 1-day average, 10-inch fractional water, 0.6. Sunset at 8:47. Sunny and 94 today with southeast winds, 9 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Same thing with wind, clear, 69. Tomorrow, same thing with the wind, 6 to 15 miles an hour, 95 degrees for high. Hey, did somebody find a can of snuff somewhere between maybe it's southbound and Delhi yesterday? I think one of my friends is missing a can of snuff he lost yesterday. It was a brand new can. Anyway, he's a big old boy too. Anyway, so, all right, let's see here. What is going on in our world today? So get ready for a bullish whiplash effect is what we're hearing. The USDA's cattle on feed issued on Friday, July the 19th, showed on feed inventory at 101% of last year. But this does not tell the story, the real story. On-feed inventory in Texas and Nebraska was up 3%, but down 7% in Kansas and unchanged in Iowa. Market-ready supplies in Nebraska are tight. The Nebraska show list this week is down 20,000 head from the previous week. The report also confirmed that the supply of heifers on feed is record high. The data confirms that widespread heifer retention has not started yet. But with 40% of the nation's pasture in good to excellent condition, my sources believe that retention will begin in earnest sometime, maybe this fall, when heifers are held back and not placed. Naturally, placements are going to drop hard and fast. The math will change rather suddenly in a few months. The concept of the plentiful supply of cattle in the feedlot will be long gone. When the cattle industry expands the herd through heifer retention, it's called the bullish whiplash effect. While the market signals of high cash steer prices and rising wholesale prices, beef prices that is encouraging producers to place more cattle in the feedlots, just the opposite is occurring. Heifers are held back for breeding and placements declined sharply. Many analysts continue to worry about beef demand. They contend that consumers will simply walk away from purchasing beef. Now, I haven't seen that yet. I've got people calling me for beef, and so's other people that raise it around here. And looking at the grocery stores, I don't know, not happening locally. But we all have high blood pressure, and we need whiskey and steak. So anyway, this has not happened mostly because the demand for ground beef in the United States is highly elastic. Increases in price do not correspond with similar decreases in consumption. This is not a rocket science, but basic economic 101 theory into the middle part of 2025. And that's what I heard last week at the OCA conference. Look for cash steer prices and wholesale beef prices to crank higher into the new all-time record high territory. Traders need to be aware of the big picture facing beef. All three major beef exporting countries, Brazil, Australia, and the U.S., have beef contracting their herds at the same time. Australia, like the U.S., reduced their herd due to drought. Brazil, in response to a powerfully strong Chinese beef demand, willingly sacrificed their heifers instead of holding them back for breeding. The global supply of beef is headed lower, and the supply of grain-fed beef is going to become a very scarce item in the months, year to come. Nearly all the beef produced in Brazil is grass-fed, and about half of the beef produced in Australia is grass-fed, whereas nearly all the beef produced in the U.S. is grain-fed. Thank you very much. Amen. So over the next... My wife's going to shoot me one of these days. Over the next 6 to 9 months, I visualize a surge in cattle prices and beef prices. Calf steer prices should move well north of $210. Choice beef should challenge $400. What do you guys think? I don't know about this heifer retention deal. I mean, I'm sure something's going to go on, but I mean, for what they're bringing... And the feedlot and the sale barns, and I don't know. It's a bad deal. We need it to happen, though. We need it to happen. But everybody just don't want it to happen because they don't want that price to come down. Am I right or wrong? What? He says? Anyway, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. What do you guys think? You got text line. Send me in your opinion. You sure? You all watched the ranch. You knew the hard times they went through. Sam Elliott and those two crazy boys he is. Anyway, I don't know. What do you guys think? 580-225-9697. What do you think on the beef? What's your thinking? I know there's way smarter guys out there than me, but anyway, I don't know. It just, man, this continues. Butcher Bulls bringing 202 last week. Not last week, 202 record for the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Anyway, antibiotics uses in cattle. I got this off the beef email I got this morning. I finally have an article that I can read that has something to do with vets and medicines and stuff and don't have any long, stupid words in there that I can't pronounce. So we're going to try it. When tackling a building project, many find it helpful to follow a plan and use the right tool to save time, which will often also increase the likelihood of the desired outcome and completing the task. It's much the same way veterinarians make choices regarding antibiotic selections in cattle, said the experts at K-State University's Beef Cattle Institute. How these antibiotics work is a question that the veterinarians answer. And there was in a cattle chat. If you listen to the podcast from cattle chat, it's pretty good. The basic definition is that an antibiotic is a chemical that interferes with bacterial growth, said K-State veterinarian Brian Lubers. He added that antibiotics interrupt the replication in many ways, including some that interfere with bacterial cell wall growth, some that inhibit bacterial proteins, and then others that stop bacterial replication by interfering with the DNA and the RNA of the bacteria. So to better understand why an antibiotic is selected and not another, Lubers suggests producers ask their local veterinarian. It's always the best. I know we got a bunch of out there in the country in the boonies veterinarians out there, but sometimes it don't hurt to check with a vet to see if something works better than what you're doing. Because I remember working over at Foss, I can't remember the name of the antibiotic. What is it, LA 200, 300? Anyway, this is back in the 80s. Anyway, that's what we used, and 90% of the time it worked. 10% of the time it didn't. The reasons vets might choose one antibiotic over another are not only related to the drug's mechanism of action. There are a lot of factors we think about this when deciding to use a specific antibiotic for a certain case. He said they also consider antibiotic resistance, especially when opting to prescribe antibiotics that fall into the same class of drugs that are also used to treat sickness in humans. Another factor that is considered when prescribing antibiotics for food animals is withdrawal time, said K-State vet Bob Larson. With food animals, we need to be aware of the time those antibiotics remain in the body before they are harvested, so they are free of harmful antibiotic residues when they enter the human food chain. To get more information and about how each antibiotic works, the veterinarians recommend that you read the labels. Imagine that. I never thought about that. Producers often get questions from consumers, so they're also educated about, so those who are educated about the antibiotic use are able to better portray how we practice antibiotic stewardship. There you go. Google Cattle Chat and check that deal out. It was really interesting, because if you get on Oklahoma Cattle on Facebook, I'm shocked that we have such a shortage of vets that we do, because there's a lot of vets on that deal. Anyway, I'm just shocked that, you know, it's different if you're garden or if it's crop or something like that. But when you got a cow or a bull or a calf that's sick, I would say the last place that you want to get on, or even a horse or dog or donkey or goat, whatever, I would think the last place that you need to go get on to ask a question about what should I treat this animal with that has this symptom is Facebook. And I'm really, it's actually comical to get on there and watch some of the questions. And I realize it's human nature. Is like, it's 5 o'clock in the evening, I'm not going to get a hold of my vet, so I'm just going to ask Facebook. So they get on this. One of these sites is Oklahoma Cattle. And there's a lot of good information on that Facebook page. But I don't know. It's pretty comical. I would give them this. I would give them this. And I'd give them that. And my response always, and I know there's some other people from this local area that's on there, they get on there, why don't you ask your vet? That is the best thing. That is the best thing in the world. And yes, our vets are overwhelmed and overworked, and they are a shortage of them. But man, do you know that guy that just told you to put this in your cow, or give him a shot of this or that? Do you know who he is, or you just see him on Facebook? So, and there's a lot of cowboys out there that gave shots that they thought needed to be, and it worked. But are you willing to gamble a $3,000 mama today, or $1,500 steer or heifer? Yeah, let's go with the professional people. Be the best thing. Hey, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Don't forget to start visiting Hobart, because they got some really good... Whoa, I see some cash coming in. Thank you. Today is vegetable day for Jimmy. I leave him here and people are picking him up. Hobart Farm and Garden's got some really cool guns, and they got really cool supplies to go with those guns too. So check them out down there at Hobart. Easy to find. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than Innovative Technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! That boudin was good. You got me a little bite of that. Got a little, maybe a little taste bite to it. Anyway, everything's good. If I don't finish the show, don't worry. I didn't die. I just lost my voice because I ate some boudin. Anyway, that had a really nice bite to it. All right, let's check out some weather. Reed, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. That is 90 degrees. Feels like 91. Dew point 63. Something had a bite. Humidity's 42. The winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 16 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87. Sunset 8:45. Sunny and 95 today. And looks like you're going to get there. Southeast winds, 8 to 10 miles an hour. Let me take a drink of water real quick. Clear and 68 tonight. Hot tomorrow, 97. Anyway, tomorrow here, let me check it out for the fishing derby real quick. Forecast. It's going to be warm tomorrow, but not bad. 94 and sunny tomorrow, so... Anyway, we'll be done by noon. It won't be too bad. So for all you kids coming to the fishing derby, remember, we have fishing poles out there. The wildlife department does. And also, there'll be plenty of water, all kinds of stuff for kids. Stay hydrated tomorrow. And for you parents that come to help your kids fish, quit it. Make them learn on their own. Last year, that was cool. That one brother that was just 16, him and his other brother, they were dominating the fishing out there. But they didn't get the $100 fish tags. But anyway, we caught the biggest fish, got big turtles. Oh, man, it was pretty cool. All right, let's see what else. Way to go. Since we were talking about whiskey and steaks, and I ate a pepper this morning out of my garden, a sweet pepper. Ate it just like an apple. I come across this recipe that I want to share with you guys, rosemary beef with sweet pepper relish. But you don't really have to do the relish. You can actually just cut all that stuff up. What you need for this is one medium red onion, thinly sliced, cup of red, yellow, or orange sweet pepper strips, one tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 3 teaspoons of olive oil, a little bit of black pepper, teaspoons of some fresh rosemary. Of course, that's why we call this the rosemary beef recipe. Four cloves of garlic minced, 4 boneless beef top loin steaks cut 1 inch thick, about 1 pound total, and some horseradish. And pretty simple for relish. Fold up a 24 by 18 inch piece of heavy foil to make a 12 by 18 rectangle. Place the onion, sweet pepper in the center of the foil. Drizzle the vinegar and 2 teaspoons of oil, the olive oil over the vegetables. Sprinkle it with black pepper. Bring up 2 opposite edges of the foil. Seal with double fold. You know how to do that. Fold remaining ends to completely enclose the vegetables. Leave in space for steam to build. Set that aside. Combine remaining 1 teaspoon of oil, the rosemary, and garlic. Trim fat from the steak. Rub steaks with that rosemary mixture. Spread one side of the steaks with horseradish. Grill the steaks on and relish. Put that foil in there on that deal. And on the rack of an uncovered grill, directly over medium coals and desired doneness, turning steaks and relish halfway through the grill. Allow 8 to 12 minutes for medium rare, 12 to 15 for medium, and spoon the relish over the steaks to serve. And does that sound good or what? I'm going to try that this weekend because those sweet peppers I had this morning for breakfast was really good. So anyway, let's see what else is going on. We haven't talked about the bird flu lately, so here we go. Colorado. In the last 30 days, 30 cattle herds in Colorado have been infected by the virus, according to the USDA. The Colorado Department of Agriculture will now require regular testing of dairy milk as the bird flu continues to spread throughout the state. Commercial cow dairy farms licensed by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment that are not already under a bird flu related quarantine will undergo weekly testing of bulk samples of milk. This will include facilities with dairy cattle used to produce milk, butter, pasteurized and other cheeses, frozen desserts, ice cream, dry milk, condensed milk, cottage cheese, and other amongst things. Well, you guys know, guess what season is coming upon us, and it'll be here before you know it. Sowing wheat for pasture is just around the corner. Hopefully, farmers are making variety selections promptly and basing their selection on trades being suited for their operation. There are many agronomic traits. The one needs to be considered when selecting a variety, especially for early sown wheat. Those included forage potential, hot soil germination, linked disease tolerance, insect tolerance, grazing recovery, grain potential, on and on that deal. Even through the popularity of variety, that shouldn't be the sole decision on why you choose that. And you can assume that they're popular for good reason. The number one seeded wheat variety in Oklahoma in the past 3 years has been Double Stop CL Plus. Even though it's clear field traded variety, it no longer has a utility parent or tech fee, but due to the stewardship agreement, it has been purchased as a certified seed every year. Green Hammer was the second in the acres, followed by Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Showdown. The top 5 sown varieties were all bred at, where you got her, Stillwater, OSU. Choosing a variety can be a challenge, as more than there's 100 varieties out there. Discussions with your extension educator, agronomist, seed dealer can help narrow that list down. A great resource is wheat.ok.state.edu to find current research. And it's time to get on it, gentlemen. It is. It's almost August 1st. And so wheat cleaning season is just around the corner if they ain't already started. When growing wheat for forage, one of the easiest way to get more tonnage is to plant early. Research conducted from OSU has shown that more forage is produced the earlier we plant. Some trials show that sowing wheat the first week of September yielded about twice as much fall forage as a mid-September planting date. When sowing wheat this early, we can sacrifice some grain potential and some pest issues can occur. These pests include many viruses, root rots, foliar diseases, flies, wheat mites, wheat curl mites, wireworms, and army cutworms. Anyway, it's here, people. Get to thinking about it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.